producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, you can do that. It's a little unclear about whether today is a holiday for some people. It turns out George Washington's real birthday is actually February 11th, which is really interesting, right? Because Lincoln's is February 12th. So in theory, if we're going to have a President's Day, it should be either the 11th or the 12th, right? But that was the Julian calendar, so then they move it to the Gregorian. Do you care about any of this?
Sure.
Okay, good, because I kind of do. Mm-hmm. So I mean, isn't that interesting that he actually was born? But I mean, why don't we just celebrate the 12th this President's Day? Except we know that the idea about the Monday holidays that it has to be between. I was trying to figure it out last night. The earliest it could be is because it's the first Monday between the 12th and the 22nd. So the earliest it could possibly be would be the 13th.
Right.
And the latest it could possibly be, I think, is the 19th. So. But try to get a hold of anybody today. So some people, I guess, have the day off. You and I don't. Do we ever have a day off? I don't think so.
Only on the weekends.
That's a good point. Good point. So feel sorry for us. Actually, I've always kind of liked working on holidays because it's kind of a little quieter and it's a better time to get through to us if you're trying to get through.
I'll tell you what, the commute into work is a lot easier on holidays.
Oh, bet it was. Yeah. Truly, truly. Well, was your commute into work today any less than it usually is? Or was it about the same?
The traffic was a little bit thicker today than than usual. Not by much, but it was a little more congested. Because there's, I live 20-25 minutes away from the studio. And on a good day of traffic, I can get here in about 20-25 minutes. But other days, sometimes there's a little portion on the highway that can always be a little congested. And when that part is really bad, especially this time of year, if we've just had a snowstorm or if there's ice on the roads, then it can get pretty bad and everything can kind of slow down. But today was a little bit slower than usual.
What was last Monday a lot less than usual? Because last Monday was the actual celebration of President's Day.
Oh,
do you remember?
Last week, I mean, half the country probably didn't even go to work last Monday. So it felt like a Sunday morning or something.
Yeah. Well, I came home. I used Lyft over the weekend. I went and went to a party and really didn't know how to get there. And so I used Lyft, which is really easy to getting over there. Coming back, he couldn't find me, so I waited an hour for him. And then there was no traffic coming back, but he was a really cautious, slow driver. So it was, but there was no real traffic. Of course, when you're driving around at 1 o'clock in the morning, I guess there's not much going on. I have a great story to tell you guys. I was talking with my daughter over the weekend, and she was telling me she had called. We had been missing each other. We were playing telephone tag, and she called and she left me this terrific message. She said she was really jubilant. She said, "Congratulate me! We've been on a waiting list for a dog run. I've never heard about that. Have you that people are on waiting lists for dog runs?
I did not know that at all.
Kindergarten, colleges." Subsidized housing, yes, but dog runs never heard. All right, so she's on and got in. She said she'd been on the list for a couple of years. So I called her back and I said, congratulations, I don't understand exactly what this is. And here's the story, which is really a cool story. She lives in Washington, D.C., and I have two grand puppies. And what they have, I said, well, what makes this grand dog run so fantastic? I said, well, people wait for years. It's the Congressional Cemetery. And I said, are you kidding me? I mean, there's something about, dog poop after life as opposed to dog poop during life that, never mind, it was a political joke. Never mind. And she said, yeah, the guy who runs it, who's in charge of the overseer for the Congressional Cemetery, said that it's apparently right behind the White House, and it's in a kind of iffy neighborhood in D.C., and it costs about $1 million a year to maintain it. And it's very well maintained. And he came up with the idea, that's a lot of money for people who are, you know, have gone off to their just or unjust reward. So he came up with the idea, I guess, several years ago, of making it into a dog park. They allow 600 people to apply. It costs $300 a year, which I thought was a little exorbitant, which offsets about half the cost of maintaining it. But apparently he is being featured. He's on the cover of Cremation magazine or something. But she said she went to the orientation, which you have to go to, and she said it was one of the nicest experiences of her life. Everybody's really nice. You have to pick up the dog poop, obviously. But the dogs are allowed to run without leashes because it's a cemetery. And I thought, what a great idea that is. It gets living people to an area that would ordinarily be beautiful, but people aren't going to visit very often. It allows dogs a place to run and be happy and in an urban environment. And it offsets the cost of maintaining something that's pretty expensive. So I thought, wow. You know, we talk all the time about government waste and people lining their own pockets. And I thought, here's a really innovative. I mean, think about that. That somebody just came up with that idea. In New York, my old studio is adjoining a cemetery. It's one of the oldest cemeteries in America. I think Thomas Jefferson is buried there. Or Ben Franklin's in Philadelphia. But a bunch of very famous people are buried. It's a Trinity. And whenever there's a parade, there's a whole bunch of preschools in the area. And so I'd look out my window, and there would be all these little tiny people wandering jubilantly around a cemetery. And I remember thinking at the time what a great use that was, that of kind of the space. But I think this one is even better because presumably they don't charge the toddlers to run around in there and the schools to do it. But what a great use of land that ordinarily would be basically ignored. So I just love the idea that people sort of think in that kind of innovative way. So that was my story. The other thing I discovered today, which was my other favorite statistic of the day, is that there's about 7 billion people in the world right now. And of that, nearly half a billion are over the age of 100. No, half a million. About 480,000 people, or 100 or more. That seems to me extraordinary.
Yeah.
Doesn't it to you?
Yeah. It seems like...
Many more than I would have expected.
Yeah. Like, I probably would have... If you would have asked me to guess how many, I probably would have said maybe 50 or 60,000.
Yeah, me too.
Apparently, half a million, so 500,000.
It's 480,000, yeah.
Wow. Huh.
Which seems to me extraordinary. I mean, that's over 100. They're saying by the year, I think in the next 4 years, that 20% of the population will be over, I think it's over 65. Which, it's the boomers. It's us. We're the ones, that, you know, the pig and the python. But that 480,000, those aren't boomers. Those are pre-boomers. You know, no, post-boomers, I guess. Whatever. Yeah. They're quiet boomers. They're boomers or something. But I don't know what we call them. But 480,000. I have to check that statistic again, because at the time I looked at that and thought, wow, that's a lot, half a million. But, I mean, there's no reason for them presumably to lie. The only other complication is that presumably that includes some people in parts of the world where people don't keep very good records. But still, I mean, we're talking about 100 or more, and presumably, I mean, that's people. I mean, we're not talking about all that long ago anymore, right? We're talking about 1916 would make you 100. Right, we're not talking about the Middle Ages or Gregorian and Julian calendar. We're talking about, you know, since the end of World War I. So we're talking about pretty modern kind of times. But that just something to look forward to. I remember seeing something a couple of years ago that said if you're born in the year 2015, which would be this last year, that your life expectancy is over 100. It's 125, I think. I guess we could ask, well, what would you do if you could live to 100? You know, what kinds of things? So we've said what age you want to live to, but we'll arbitrarily pick 100 and say, what would you do if you knew you could live to 100 and be healthy? All right, put it on Facebook. All right, so it's a holiday for some. Manny and I are here manning the phone, so give us a holler, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Well, today is obviously kind of George Washington's birthday, even though he was born on February 11th, but we switched from Julian to Georgian calendar, so we celebrate it today. And a lot of people celebrated it a week ago, was because we do Monday holidays, and the formula for President's Day has to fall between Washington and Lincoln's birthday. Very complicated. But nevertheless, today is the day in history that Galileo's two chief world systems was published. So there we go. And I think we had Copernicus last week. So this is apparently a big month if you're into astronomy. Penn State, I have to call my friend who is a Penn State alum, was founded on this day in State College, Pennsylvania. I've been to football games there. The Republican Party opened its first national meeting in Pittsburgh in 1856 on this day. In 1862, Jefferson Davis was inaugurated for a six-year term as the President of the Confederate States of America in Richmond, Virginia. He was previously inaugurated as provisional president in 1861, basically a year before that. So I think Jefferson Davis was actually asked to, no, is Robert E. Lee was asked to, by Lincoln, to lead the Army of the North. He said no, he was a true son of Virginia, couldn't do that. On this day in 1872, you can see it's a very political day. Prohibition Party held its first national convention in Ohio, nominating James Black as its presidential nominee. So it's not like splinter groups are unknown in American history, American political history. In 1924, Coolidge became the first president to deliver a radio broadcast from the White House. I think Calvin Coolidge was what? I think he was the tallest of the presidents?
Maybe. Possibly.
Well, Lincoln was pretty tall.
I was just going to say, yeah, Lincoln was.
And I think Harrison was the fattest. I think he weighed like 320 pounds or something. We'll have to look that up. On this day in 1942, FDR ordered General MacArthur out of the Philippines. I shall return, right? So this is a really political day. And I'm not sure that we would consider this political, but we probably did at the time. On this day in 1980, the Miracle on Ice in Lake Placid, New York, the U.S. hockey team defeated the Soviets by 4-3. They actually made a documentary about that, about the Russian hockey team.
Yeah, we did and Broken Let's Fix It on that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We did. Yeah. It was really... It's a really interesting kind of thing about the difference about how Americans and Russians, although most of the U.S. team were Canadians, to be quite honest, but nevertheless, the difference between how sports are viewed in Russia at the time and in the United States. Pretty interesting. Going along with the political issue, in 1994, Aldrich Ames and his wife were charged by the U.S. Department of Justice with spying for the Soviet Union. If you go to the Spy Museum in D.C., you'll see, which is actually, I highly recommend it. It's one of the few museums in D.C. that you actually have to pay to get into, because as a U.S. citizen, and they don't check your passport, don't worry about it. So if you're Canadian or from someplace else, they won't check. But almost all the museums in D.C. are free. The Spy Museum is one of the few exceptions, but it's worth it. It's really interesting. You go actually through a tunnel that is a facsimile of the tunnel between East Berlin and West Berlin. So you're going underneath the wall. And at the end of the tunnel, they have a wash machine so you could wash your clothes so you didn't look like you'd come through a tunnel. It's a fascinating museum. It's also got September 11th on it, which I don't watch movies about September 11th. But it talks about the Soviet spies and the Rosenbergs and everybody. And on this day, on a non-political level, I suppose, although you could view everything, I suppose, as political, in 1983, the notorious Broadway flop, Moose Murders, opened and closed on the same night in the Eugene O'Neill Theater. Now, I suppose they read the reviews and thought, okay, I've seen a couple of plays that didn't make it past previews. And believe it or not, Breakfast at Tiffany's was one of them, and it had Mary Tyler Moore and Richard Chamberlain in it, and it opened in Boston. And everybody thought that Mary Tyler Moore was going to be fantastic, and Richard Chamberlain was this kind of lightweight Dr. Kildare, and it was exactly the opposite. Richard Chamberlain can actually act. And Mary Tyler Moore is a lovely woman, and I've actually met her, but a Broadway actress she was not. And it closed, I think, after three performances. It never opened in New York. It closed in Boston. But I'm one of the few people who ever saw it, and it was Oh, dear. And on this day in 1997, and if I tell you the name, you should probably figure it out. I'll give you hints. Scottish scientist Dolly cloned, right? The first live cloning of a mammal, I guess. They had cloned bacteria and viruses before, but never Dolly. I remember pictures of Dolly. In fact, I think I went to a Halloween party that year where people came as Dolly clones. So they had their own faces and they had little woolly blankets on or something. People have very odd senses of humor. Apple is still fighting the FBI. And the FBI said to Apple, stop saying the world is ending. You know, this is not the end of civilization. This is one of those things that makes it a political day as well. The IRS audit rates of large corporations hits a 10-year low. How about if they just view it as an efficiency operation? If you go after one corporation, you're going to get a lot more than if you go after us little riffraff, right? Hello? Do we think there's something political in that? Yeah. Speaking of which, the class of 2015 graduates have the most student debt in the history of the United States. Guess how much? Do you want to guess, or did you already peek?
I already kind of peeked.
All right, it's $35,000.
Unbelievable.
And I hear commercials on the air for people in various states saying that you can start a fund for, I think it's like $46. I don't know if it's a year or a month, so that you can put aside for your kids' college education so they don't have debt at the end of it, which I think is a great idea. Because college is getting more and more expensive and less useful. And imagine being 22 years old and having $35,000 in debt without having a car, without having a house, without having anything except an education that you may or may not be able to turn into a job. So there we go. And this is something, would you ever apply to be an astronaut, Manny?
I would think about it, but I would probably lean towards not actually doing it.
All right, NASA needs 14 new astronauts. Guess how many people applied?
Quite a few.
Good guess. They're saying just under 20,000.
Wow.
For 14 positions. So for every position, it's about, 1,300 people apply for every one position? I don't think they take me. I don't know, though. I don't know what the criteria is. It used to be an astronaut, you had to be a pilot. But then somebody finally figured out after talking with the astronauts that, well, most of them were test pilots, that there was nothing to pilot. I mean, you just sort of sat there, and NASA in Houston was the one who was piloting it. It just made them frustrated. So then they decided you didn't really have to be a pilot. And they sent us, you know, teachers and biologists and physicians into space. Would they send a psychologist? I don't know. They'd have to have a bigger capsule for me. And a window. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I have a mother-in-law, daughter-in-law question for you.
Okay.
Okay. My daughter-in-law, with whom I get along very well, is generally an excellent driver, and I am not. Now they have a little girl. They adopted the baby about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when my daughter-in-law is driving, she tends to turn around to look at the baby and talk to her in the back seat and takes her eyes off the road.
Scary.
Okay. And
scary. Yeah, scary.
Yeah, definitely. And I, as I say, am not an excellent driver and have gotten hit that way, not taking my eyes off the road, but somebody has hit me, and this has happened a couple of times. So this really bothers me. It is the second time that I went with her, just she and I and the baby, and I don't know how to approach the situation. That's my question. If I say something to her, she won't ask me again to go with them, and I enjoy it, and I love, you know, going with
okay,
her.
Okay, let me make a suggestion to you.
Sure.
When you're with her, I mean, there are two separate problems. One is that she's not being very safe with the baby.
Right.
And the solution to that may be a mirror or something. I don't know. We can come back to that in a minute. The second is that when you're with her, it's a problem. So one of the possibilities is when you're with her, say, look, I'll stay in the back seat with the baby so you don't have to worry about monitoring her.
Mm-hmm.
And that may actually solve the problem because that way you'll be playing with the baby and she's, you know, she's not worried and whatever. But it's incredibly dangerous to do that.
Yes. But what about when she is
well, that's what I'm just trying to figure.
And I'm not there.
You know what? I know what you can do.
Okay.
I just came up with a great idea.
Oh.
And I don't know how we do this, but someone will figure it out. You can buy such inexpensive video cameras. And so you could have like a little video camera that, and the screen that's in front of her so she can just glance down and look at the baby.
Oh, okay.
Is that a good idea? I just came up with that.
Well,
some car manufacturer is going to come up with that because they already have video screens in SUVs. But somebody's going to say put the baby in the front seat, but it turns out it's not safe to have the baby in the front seat.
Yeah, no, that we can't do.
No, but I think the two solutions, I would go to, where could you go? Go to Radio Shack.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to come up with an idea. I'm sure somebody other than me has got to have come up with this idea. Video cameras are so, spy cameras. You can buy little tiny cameras, and they're not very expensive, and you could have one that faces the baby, and then with the screen up front. Now, the screen up front is going to be somewhat distracting, but it's a hell of a lot less distracting than turning around and looking at the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the baby seats, the for young kids, are supposed to be with the you know, the solid part of the back of the seat toward the moms. You can't even see anything.
Yeah, it's pretty sturdy.
Yeah. All right, so go and ask somebody, or maybe Google it. Somebody, look, somebody's got a solution to this, because I can't have been the first person who thought it up. The cameras are so small and so portable and so easy to sort of transmit that's what you need to do. So go find it, and you're going to give that to her as a gift. And when you're with her, you're going to sit in the back seat of the car.
I'll give it a try.
Do we love that? That's my favorite idea that I've ever come up with. And no one's invented it. We're going to call it the Joy Cam.
Well, see, I have a brilliant friend, and I asked her advice, and her advice was, call Dr. Brent.
Tell your friend thank you. And I think somebody, I mean, go to a spy shop, go to video, to a Radio Shack, go to any place, because they'll make, their cameras are so small. I can remember 5 years ago when I did one of the TV shows where we had this whole collection of, they make ones that look like teddy bears, and you could just mount it on the back of the front seat and with a camera on the dashboard so she can monitor the baby.
Oh, okay. I'll see if we can work it out.
Absolutely. And you can give it to her for Mother's Day.
Okay.
In the meantime, right in the back seat. Rachel, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Blessings to you, first of all.
Thank you.
I am a female, 44 years old.
Okay.
Okay. I've been through a lot as a child as well as an adult. You know, I've been through everything there is to be. You know, with domestic
Rachel,
violence.
Rachel, tell me what's going on today.
Excuse me?
Tell me what's going on today.
I have a partner.
A partner?
Yes, a partner, the person I live with.
Okay, you're not married?
No, I'm not.
Okay, how long have you been together?
4 to 5 years.
Okay, do you have kids together?
No.
Do you have children? Do either of you have children from other relationships?
No, he has one, but he's 28.
Okay.
I have a daughter that she's in college.
Okay, so what's today's issue, Rachel?
Well, I don't know if I should let go or not.
Why? What's the problem?
Well, it's the point that I would have said,
Rachel, 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 take a deep breath.
what's making you unhappy. You're thinking about 14 things at the same time, so you're not communicating very clearly.
Yeah, it's a hard issue.
All right, listen, Rachel, I want you to just tell me in two sentences, no more, and not long run-on sentences, just two sentences, what the problem is today. All right? I'm not Oprah. I'm a therapist, all right? And I will help you if you tell me what's going on. We don't do psychobabble. We don't talk about abstractions. Just tell me what's going on, all right?
Okay. I met this individual.
No.
Which is the person I am with.
Rachel, start with today. We'll go backward if we need to. Yeah, start with today.
Well, today the issue is, should I leave or should I...
Rachel, what is this person doing that's making you unhappy today?
Making me feel miserable.
By doing what?
Not being there.
No, Rachel, listen. This isn't going to work. Is this person hitting you?
Is this person what?
Has this person ever hit you?
No.
Okay, good. Does this person pay the rent?
Yes, he does.
Okay. Do you have a job?
I changed my career and I'm studying.
So you're a student?
Yes.
So does this person pay all the bills?
Yes, he does.
If you toss this person out, how are you going to take care of yourself?
Well, actually, I've been a survivor and
No, Rachel, I don't want to hear it. This is not that kind of show.
Okay.
It's
going to be difficult.
Well, then, Rachel, what you need to do is you certainly don't stay with somebody because you can't support yourself. But before you toss them out, you better figure out how to do that, which means you may need to figure out, you may not be able to afford to go to school right now. What's your highest level of education?
I have a bachelor's in administration.
Great. Okay. So when's the last time you had a job?
Well, 20 years as an administrator of restaurants.
Okay. So why are you not in that job now?
I changed my career to occupational therapist now.
And when did you do that?
2 years ago.
Okay. So how much longer do you have to do to get your degree in occupational therapy?
7 years.
How would you support yourself for the next year?
I understand your point of view, which you're right.
Pardon me?
I said I understand your point of view, which you're right. You know?
Yeah, because I don't want you to stay in a relationship that doesn't work because you need to finish school. And that's not fair to you or to him because, you know, you don't want to use somebody just to pay the bills if you really don't want to be with them. But I think that's something that's a practical notion. And maybe you can go to the school where you have some administrative skills. And maybe you can either get a scholarship or you can do some work there or you can get a part-time job. But I think if you're really thinking about leaving, that you're going to be able to make better choices if you can take care of yourself. Because, look, let me tell you what happens. You're telling me that this guy isn't very thoughtful to you right now. Let's say he doesn't put the lid down on the john, all right? Hopefully it's something a little bit more important than that. But let's assume that that's what it is. If you know that you can get a part-time job, you can find a place to live, you can support yourself, you're much more likely to say to him, look, fella, the next time you hear that splash in the middle of the night, translate that as your toast. I'm not going to do this anymore. I've asked you for 5 years to put the lid down, and you're not doing it, so we can't go any farther. On the other hand, if you know that you don't have a job, you don't have a place to live, when you say to him, look, it really irritates me that you don't put the top down on the john, he's going to say to you, right, and do exactly what he wants, or he's going to say, it's my place, it's my john, you know, make other arrangements. You're just not going to be able to you're not going to be able to negotiate as well as you'd like to. And you don't have to be angry with him. That you care about him. And I still have no idea what he's doing that's making you unhappy. But I think you have to think about it practically. And then maybe once you figure out what your alternatives are, then you can call me back and say, all right, I now know I can take care of myself if I have to leave. So I need to negotiate with him because I'm not willing to stay under these circumstances unless he puts the top down on the john. Now, you know and I know it's not top down on john, but you're not thinking about it carefully enough because you're not prepared to leave. And until you're prepared to leave, you're not going to think about it. So I think that's what you need to do is figure out, how do I get a part-time job? How do I support myself? Because as an occupational therapist, you should make some serious money. It may be that you can borrow some money from family. It may be that you can move in with a friend. But until you know that you have some option about him supporting you, you're not going to negotiate with him. And one of the ways to not negotiate with him is just think about things and, well, you know, he's not supportive of me. What does that mean? Doesn't mean anything, all right? So you think about how to support yourself, and then we can talk about what he's doing that's making you unhappy, all right? Folks, listen.
the deal here is that I can help you if you can tell me what's going on. If you can't tell me what's going on, we're just going to have to count on either my somehow being able to sort it out, which you don't want to count on that. I mean, sometimes I'm really intuitive, but that's asking a lot. All right, so just tell me what's going on. And I understand it's a little embarrassing to talk about. It's usually not a lot of fun, but it's certainly the best way I can help you. All right?
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You hear me all the time talk about the fact that most psychological research is done on one of two groups. It's either done on undergraduates, or, meaning in college kids, or rats. And most researchers would much rather work on rats because they learn, as opposed to undergraduates who say, yeah, but when I did it last time, it worked this way. Nevertheless, there's a new study that's out that says we need to be careful about cultural relativism. Because most of the studies that are done, for example, on mental health, on positivity, because you have to remember, up until about the last 10 years, most psychology was talking about pathologies. It was talking about mental problems. It was talking about prison populations. It was talking about aggression. It was talking about depression. So the study of how to be positive or normal behavior, maybe a little more than 10 years, but it's a relatively new way of looking at human behavior. Gail Shea wrote Passages, and that was more, that was what, about probably 30 some years ago. But Gail wasn't a psychologist. She sort of opened the door to a certain extent of just talking about normal behavior, but she did it from more novelist point of view. I mean, she studied real people, but it was not attempted to be scientific in the least. But she really opened the door for the study of, well, what about the rest of us? What about those of us who aren't in prison or aren't pathological or aren't suffering from mental illness? What can we expect in our life? What's normal? What's not normal? And I've made the statement about my program over the years that part of what I do is just help people understand what's normal and what's not, or what's ordinary. Normal is a strange word for psychologists to use, but what's ordinary and what's not. And most of us confuse that which makes us exceptional and that which makes us like everybody else. We turn them backward. But there's a new study out that suggests that not only have we been looking at it, that most research in America, as I said, comes from one of two groups, either undergraduates or rats. And especially when you're talking about things like gratitude and positivity and personality, you're really talking about human beings. It's very hard to understand personality in rats, to be quite honest. I know a lot of you feel you've dated somebody like that, but that's different. All right, so the idea, the first place I started with is positivity. And the idea, some of this came after September 11th, but some of it predates that. The idea of awful stuff, or let's say awful stuff, icky stuff, I know, very psychological word, happens to everybody, where you get stood up on a blind date, or somebody that you did something for wasn't grateful, or somebody said something nasty, or you were bullied, or the line that you were in at the checkout stand came to a screeching halt. I mean, all the kind of daily irritations that get to everybody. So what they did was a study, and the study said, well, how many positive events does it take to offset a negative event? And the positive event could be just somebody saying, wow, you look great today, or seeing, you know, happy baby, or hearing a song that you really like, or seeing a movie that you really like. So it could be, they were pretty broad about what they said a positive event was. But what they're saying is, in the United States, the ratio of positive to negative to offset it is 2-1. So if somebody says, wow, you look like you haven't got much sleep, it's going to take two people saying, gee, you look great today, or walking outside and somebody saying, hi, how are you? That's going to take, the ratio is going to be 2-1. All right, so then they looked at Asian Americans in the United States. This was basically, they were looking at Caucasians. And I'm not sure exactly why they did it. Well, I do know exactly why they did it, which doesn't become evident to the end of the study. They looked at the difference between Eastern and Western philosophies as much as anything else, which they actually don't tell you in the study, but I'm telling you that's what's going on. So when they looked at Asian Americans or Koreans, and basically living in the United States or not, the ratio was 1.3 positive events to get the same offset as it took for Caucasians. So instead of two events, it took just more than a little bit of one. And obviously that means over a long period of time, you have to put together a whole bunch of stuff, because otherwise what would be a third of a compliment? But you get the point, all right? And for those people living in Japan, It was 1-to-1. And what they looked at was, why would that be? And the answer is actually pretty interesting. It said in cultures, in Asian cultures, the idea is that negative events can help you learn. And Americans don't necessarily believe that as much. They believe that somehow they must have earned the negative comment, or they take it personally, as opposed to Eastern cultures, which tend much more to say, well, there's something to be learned here. So it takes much less to put you back on equal footing, or on stable footing. Okay, so then they looked at gratitude. And the idea being that that there's a gratitude intervention, that you sort of, instead of grumbling, that you write a letter to somebody saying thank you for whatever it is, that your well-being or your health or your friendship or whatever. And what they found was with the same group of white Americans, that basically their sense of well-being, of being happier, increased 3 weeks into the intervention and then continued to increase for the next 3 weeks. Okay, when they looked at the same group, the South Koreans, they found that not only did that not happen, but the letters of gratitude, they declined, their sense of well-being declined 3 weeks in, and 3 weeks later was even worse. And the reason they decide that was the case, the explanation given, is that when South Koreans looked at what they should be grateful for, then they realized that their contribution to the group was not as good as it should have been. So they felt terrible about themselves. Obviously, a difference between a group mentality and a very personal mentality. Okay? So, and then they looked at the third category, which is kind of the compilation of these two, of the gratitude and the how you sort of recover your resilience. And they talked about a consistent self. All right? So that yourself is not buffeted as much by negativity, that you could find positivity in gratitude and sort of changing your attitude. They said that basically Americans over the age of 50, there's an 85% chance that you'll remain the same relative to your friends. And they looked at the categories of extroversion, neuroticism, agreeableness, and conscientiousness in 7 years. Okay. Then they looked at the Japanese and Koreans, and what they found is it depended who was in the room with them. Americans basically didn't make any difference if you were with your friends or not, if you were by yourself. If you were by yourself in your Korean or South Korean or Japanese, there was some level of consistency. If they put one person in the room, then your level of consistency went down, but not very much. And the more people that were in the room, the less consistent you were. The idea being that you're talking about people who are much more group-oriented than self-oriented. So, it's really kind of an interesting notion of how the United States views personality and group and interaction and responsibility differently than the rest of the world. Interesting stuff. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.